Well, my book is really about recognizing travel as probably the most powerful tool we have to teach our children about the world and about everything in it. And so, you know, we all assume that school's going to take care of that, but I don't believe that to be true. And so I think that the most important thing that we can do is to expose our children to other cultures.
Why is it you think that is so important?
Well, because we're increasingly in a globalized economy. The biggest crisis that corporations are going to face in the next 10 years is to get world-ready workers. How do you get world-ready workers if you don't have world-ready students? So we really have to inculcate into our students, into our school system, our teachers, and everybody else, that you know the future of our country and of global commerce is getting folks that can actually converse globally.
Of course, not all parents can afford to send their kids on big exotic vacations. Is local travel helpful at all with what you're talking about?
Oh, no, it's critical. Let's just forget about foreign vacation for a moment, or foreign trips. What I really actually do not want people to think is that this is an elitist book that's supposed to, you know, encourage, you know, parents to spend gobs of money to send their kids overseas. The really important thing is it's about culture. It's about exposing kids, and by the way, yourself, to other ways of doing things. So let's just take, for example, in Washington, D.C. or anywhere, Peoria. If you have a Sunday afternoon, you sit down with the Globe, you look at the Globe and you say, like, hey, pick a country. Let's say it's Ethiopia. Go find somebody or someone, or someplace in your community that has something to do with Ethiopia. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a museum. Maybe it's a festival, whatever it is. And, you know, take your kid. You'll learn something about the world. It is not about money. It is not about getting on airplanes. It's about being willing to experience something a little different.